Hi there, boys and girls. My name is Jimmy Carl Black, and I'm the Indian of the group. I was born in El Paso, Texas, February 1st, 1938. When I was a year old, I moved to Anthony, New Mexico, Texas, right on the New Mexico-Texas border. First 20 years of my life was spent there. In 1958, I moved to Wichita, Kansas, because I joined the Air Force. I started playing professionally in the nightclubs in 1958 in Wichita. 1962, I cut my first single with the Keys on Ultimate Records. It was called Stretch Pants and A Matter of Time. In 1964, I moved to California. 2 weeks after I got there, I met Roy Estrada and joined a band called the Soul Giants. We played for maybe 3 months, and our guitar player got drafted. Ray Collins was in the band at the time, and he knew of a guitar player by the name of Frank Zappa. Frank came and sat in with us and tried out with the band. We liked the way he played. 3 days later, he took the band over. The original Mothers of Invention consisted of Frank Zappa on guitar, Ray Collins on vocals, Roy Estrada on bass, Jimmy Carl Black on drums. About 3 or 4 months after we were playing, Henry Vestine of Canned Heat fame joined the band. MGM showed interest in signing the band. The day we got the contracts, Henry Vestine quit because Frank pulled out a piece of music that he had written called Who Are the Brain Police? And Henry just couldn't cut it. He didn't dig it at all. After Henry left, Elliot Ingber joined the band. That's when we cut Freak Out. We cut Freak Out in 3 days on a 4-track machine. That's all there was in those days. Right after cutting Freak Out, we went to Hawaii for 1 month and played. When we came back, we went up to Brinchy's Agogo in Hayward, California. And at the end of that tour of that club up there, we went and played the first time at the Fillmore West, and that was the week that Freak Out came out. We left and went on a tour, a mini tour, of which the first gig was in Washington, D.C., Detroit, and the final gig was in Dallas, Texas. These were all TV shows that we did. We really freaked them out. 1966, Bunk Gardner, Don Preston, and Billy Mundy joined the band. Elliot left the band. At the first of that year, we left and moved to New York. Then we went in and cut Absolutely Free. We played 6 months at the Garrick Theater in Greenwich Village on Bleecker Street. That's when the Mothers really got into doing weird things to the audiences. We used to throw vegetables at them. We used to spit on them. One time, Ray Collins and I rigged up this toy giraffe, stuffed giraffe that fans had given us. Set it up on the stage. It was about a 3.5-foot giraffe. We ran this tube up the side of its leg and made a little hole right under its tail. Of course, the tail was aiming toward the audience. We were behind the piano where the audience couldn't see us with about 10 cans of pressurized whipped cream. And at one point in the show, we started squirting this whipped cream through this tube, and it just leveled the first two rows in the theater, hitting people everywhere. Frank completely flipped out. He thought it was one of the funniest things he'd ever seen, and so did the audience. Except for 2 weeks, we couldn't get anybody to sit in the first two rows, mainly because it stunk so bad from the whipped cream. While we were in New York at the Garrick Theater, we cut We're Only in It for the Money. And also that fall, we cut Reuben and the Jets and Uncle Meat in New York City. In the fall of 68, the Mothers went on an extensive tour of Europe. We played Germany, 5 cities in Germany, of which one of them was Berlin. And that gig there, we got the Berlin Survival Award. The way the award came about was The way we understand it, the SDS went and talked to Frank the afternoon of us setting up to play our sound check, and told Frank that they wanted him to get the crowd all aroused that night and go tell them to burn down the Allied supply dump. Well, we weren't over there for that purpose. We were there to play music. So Frank told them no way, and they told us that they would destroy the concert, which they did. About 15 minutes into the show, we got showered with eggs. Then the green pears came. Then they threw a gallon of green paint on the stage. Then they ripped the railing from in front of the stage off and were going to throw it up on top of the band, but Herb Cohen and Fritz Rau caught it just in time and kicked it back and leveled the first three rows of people. There was about 25 or 30 on the ground. That was the end of the first show. We went up to the dressing room and couldn't get in our dressing room because all the police, security police, were in our dressing room. We were up in the dressing room and pretty soon the word came up that if we didn't come down and finish the show, they were going to come up and get us. So we went down and finished the show with about 200 people on the stage. That's where they started throwing the big cherry bombs. I never was so glad to get out of a city in my whole life as that place. All in all, it was a great tour. We had a great time.